The situation in Pakistan puts U.S. policymakers in a difficult position. To talk about that, we're joined now by Rick Barton. He's co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. The project recently released a report called A Perilous Course, U.S. Strategy and Assistance to Pakistan. Rick Barton, welcome to the program.
My pleasure to be here.
Help us understand what kind of ally Pervez Musharraf has been in the broader fight against Islamic militants.
He was initially quite reliable. We went to him because we had left Pakistan for 10 years. The United States had really done nothing in Pakistan from about 1992 on to 2001 after 9/11. And suddenly we recognized we wanted to do something again in Afghanistan. So we keep coming back to Pakistan as a result of Afghanistan and our interests there. And we haven't developed the sort of mature relationship we should have with a country of 160 million people.
He's often described as our good friend, our strong ally. Has he indeed been a strong ally and an effective force against Islamic terrorists?
I think he has not been an effective force. He has done pretty much what we, at least this administration, wanted him to do, but then it hasn't worked out. And so then we're wondering whether he's playing both sides, whether he has militants inside of his intelligence service and they're, in fact, secretly helping out these people. But we just don't know very well. And so consequently, almost we're left in this rumor world that your last report suggested. When you don't know what's going on, you're left with rumors.
You know, we heard something interesting yesterday. Senator Joe Biden said on Face the Nation that the Bush administration has, quote, a Musharraf policy, but not a Pakistani policy. Do you agree with that? And what might that mean now that Pervez Musharraf has declared this state of emergency?
I think in way too many cases we find a friend that we think will deliver for us. And in a country of this size, finding a dictator, somebody who has basically violated the Constitution to take office, is not really the way to ultimately reach the people of the country. So that's what we've done. We're stuck with him. We don't have a base beyond in the society, even though there have been moments when we had popularity spikes, such as when we helped Pakistan after their terrible earthquakes a couple of years ago. Suddenly, the United States was seen as being a constructive ally.
Is it realistic to expect that a possible successor, if you can even think about that, might be more sympathetic to U.S. interests?
A possible successor could be almost anything, but we should be planning for the post-Musharraf Pakistan, and it should start with our getting to know the country better from Karachi up to the Northwest provinces, not just the troublesome areas on the Afghanistan border, which is what most American policymakers now know. And then we should also get out and really help this moderate group of people that he's thrown in jail to develop and to thrive. And then we should connect to the young people of the country because 50% of the country is under 20 and their view of America is nowhere near ours.
So how do you help a successor, let's say a moderate successor, without straining their relationship with Islamic hardliners? It seems like that's a very difficult balance for whoever leaves the country.
I think the best way to do it is not to do it as a political patron, but to do it as somebody who's worried about the people of Pakistan. So that if we align ourselves with, say, the teachers of the country, and the United States says that we know there's a shortage of teachers, and that's why there are madrasas, and that's why hundreds of thousands of kids who aren't going to school are having to take what's available. If we say that the development of teachers in Pakistan is America's priority, and then we put even one-tenth of the resources that we have in everything else in supporting their military, we might be credible. And then we'll see what political leadership is around that issue, and we'll have a natural alliance.
Not much time left, but just quickly. So what are the options for the U.S.?
Well, we have a near-term agenda, which is we have to get the people who are in jail. They are probably the best connectors to the hearts and minds of the average Pakistani. They've got to get out back on the streets and have the freedom of movement, open up the media. Those things have to happen. And then we have the longer term process, which is let's get out and around the country, figure out what's going on, and start building wider friendships.
Rick Barton is senior advisor to the International Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Mr. Barton, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
My pleasure, as always.